JP Morgan of this generation, Sam Bankman-Fried.
We talk about him a lot.
Yeah.
Sam Bankman-Fried.
Fried. Is he the Jay Gould of our era, or is he the JP Morgan of our era?
I think.
Is he Vanderbilt?
He could be.
Is he Harriman?
Possibly.
Is he the Credit Mobiliar scandal?
Is he Carnegie?
Or is he the Bernie Madoff or Al Capone? What else is the media hiding from us? What are we going to find out now that the election's over? Let's bring in a former Democrat, Tulsi Gabbard. She's a Fox News contributor and former presidential candidate. Isn't it interesting, Tulsi, how all this stuff comes out after people voted?
Yeah, you know, Brian, I was reading through these articles, and the thing that dawned on me, it reminded me of the 8 years that I served in Congress and how very quickly after getting there, I saw how this permanent Washington establishment is a whole lot like high school. There's a lot of really immature, self-serving people. You have gossiping and cliques and, you know, who's getting invited to what party. And you've got the cool kids sitting in one area and you know, the outcast sitting in another. And yet these are the people who are supposed to be the most serious in this country, making heavily consequential decisions. I saw the same thing on the presidential campaign when I ran for president on the debate stage. I was ready to go in and speak to the American people about, I'm offering to serve you as your commander-in-chief and your president. Here are the serious issues that are facing us, a new Cold War, a nuclear arms race. Nobody in the media wanted to talk about this. They were talking about nitpicky things between one candidate or another candidate, not actually thinking about what's in the best interest of the American people. And so it was like you said earlier, what we're seeing out here is the media feels so betrayed by their friends in the White House because they didn't get invited to the party. That's really what this is all about, the cozy relationship, the dangerously cozy relationship between the media and these politicians and bureaucrats in Washington.
You know what's interesting? The CBS story in particular, Tulsi, really struck me because they pretended, they just found forensic experts to go through a laptop that just had years of personal photos and horrible photos and hookers and crack and emails. It could have been verified by a phone call. Hey, Devin Archer, is that your email to Hunter Biden? But CBS had no interest, and we know what social media did to it. But they're about to be found out. So they're trying to get ahead of the story now that the House flipped. Almost the next day after the House flipped, they pretend to have cyber experts discover the laptop is real. Is that okay with you? Is it okay with the country?
This should anger every American because it is absolutely revealing the danger to our democracy that this cozy relationship between journalists who are supposed to be doing their job in telling the truth, reporting facts, rather than being concerned about whether or not they're protecting their political friends, which is exactly what happened here. In the lead up to the 2020 election, all of these people in politics, in the media, in the national security state, in big tech, they got worried about this laptop because they had a feeling if voters knew what was in there, and they might not vote for Joe Biden. So they all got together and said, well, we got to do everything we can to keep this from the American people and therefore directly manipulate and influence the vote, the information that voters are exposed to influence and impact the outcome of the election. That's the real core issue here that everyone should be really disturbed about with this stuff that's in the news today.
I have a theory I want to share it with you. Do you have a time? You have a minute?
I do.
Okay. They're done with Joe Biden. And now that he got through the midterms, he's 80 years old, they want to move on. So they're no longer going to protect the information in that laptop, which doesn't show a person addicted to drugs, which sadly we all can relate to somebody in our lives, directly or indirectly. It's going to show a former vice president doing deals in 50 countries, including with our enemies, that really sold his influence for 50 years in Washington. That's what it's going to show. And I don't think anyone's going to protect him anymore. What do you think of that theory?
You may be right. I don't know. I tend to lean towards the reality that I've seen for the years that I spent in Washington is these people are more self-serving than that. And they're looking out for themselves, not wanting to get caught looking bad or not doing their job. And like you said, they're scrambling now because the facts are coming out.
Right.
And now they're trying to pretend like, oh, well, now we're actually going to do some serious hard-hitting reporting. When really it's been transparent all along. They only care about themselves.
Right. And I'm so glad you're a contributor. You did a great job filling in for Tucker. Have a great Thanksgiving.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Kilmeade. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to click to subscribe to the Fox News YouTube page. This is the only way that I know for sure that you're not going to miss any great commentary, any great news bites, any great interviews coming your way on Fox. You can get it all here. on YouTube. So subscribe right now.